There's more to the ultimate driving machine than you might think. Multiple forces converging to create something uncontainable. Introducing the ultimate thrill of the bold BMW 4 Series, the ultimate innovation of the iconic 3 Series, and the ultimate peace of mind of the best-in-class 5 Series. BMW, the ultimate driving machine, and so much more. Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
Free beer, hot wings, Steve, Kelly, Baitland, Tommy. Let's bet on ourselves, shall we?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
How do we do this?
Well, I'm going to give a category. And then you're going to wager how many you can answer on that category in 30 seconds. You can get wrong answers, but as long as you get the appropriate number of right answers. So if the answer was, how many chess pieces can you name? And you said you could name 9, and you named 9. I think that's too many, but you get the idea.
I thought there was like 4.
Even if you said like banana and Oldsmobile, you could still do it if you named the right answers.
Okay.
All right. Kelly, you're first.
Okay.
How many things people commonly hide when they have guests coming over, can you name in 30 seconds?
5.
Hawings?
Oh, this is tough. I never have anybody over. 6.
Tommy.
Just imagine. 9.
I don't need to hide anything.
9?
Oh, Tommy.
How
Tommy
do you live?
That.
All right, Maitland.
In secrecy.
I'm out.
In secrecy. Steve.
Tommy said 9.
Yeah. 9 things people commonly hide.
He really
jumped. I have the list of the top 10, so he's got a, that's a strict hit rate. Kelly.
I think I'm out, too.
Yeah, I'm out.
Oh, guys.
Tommy, 9 things people commonly hide when they have guests coming over. On your mark, get set, go.
Their pets, their vibrators, their 1. Favorite pencil, their favorite curtain, 7 rabbits.
And so far, you've got
that's 1, though.
One normal one.
Their dryer sheets. Oh. My favorite cup that I got from Rainforest Cafe that I don't want to get broken.
2.
Special cup.
Again, this was people commonly hide.
Oh, commonly hide.
Yeah.
This is common. Shampoo. No. Squirrel. Pet. I already said that one.
Yeah, and I didn't take it.
Oh.
You got 2, and that's because I gave you special Rainforest Cafe cup.
That is special to me.
Yeah, that's why
you
got it.
Special.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean your cup.
Right.
Can't believe you didn't say kids.
I don't have any kids died.
Mm-hmm.
I said people commonly, though. You know, it was. I didn't say things Tommy hides.
People.
And you don't hide any of those anyway. You don't have a squirrel.
I do. There's squirrels on my walls.
Yeah, we would definitely know if Tommy had a squirrel. It's in my pants! Wow!
Guys, that's a new development. I thought there was a bat in the wall. No, there's squirrels in my walls.
Squirrels in my pants.
Yeah. Is that better?
No, it's worse. I hear them. Oh, man.
Would you rather have squirrels in your... In your walls or bats in your walls?
Well, I guess
both are bad.
I mean, at least bats come out and eat bugs.
Yeah.
Like, they're useful.
Yeah, squirrels are going to eat your food and give you ringworm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man. Do you remember, I always think of this. We were staying at a hotel in Nashville one time with 102 on the Buzz, and we were waiting for a car, and they had a valet service, and they had peanuts sitting out on their little valet stand out at the end of the way there. Nice summer day. And a squirrel was sitting on top of the little podium. He said, "Oh, do you feed the squirrel?" And he goes, "Yeah, we used to hand feed him, but everybody got ringworm from it."
Gross.
So anytime I see someone getting close to a squirrel, now I'm like, ringworm!
Yeah, maybe don't do that.
What a strange core memory you have.
Yeah, right. Well, really, that's stuck with
that's
me.
That's one that'll stick with you.
Wait, do we all have a ringworm memory? Because I got a ringworm memory.
Do you?
I've never had ringworm.
My mom and my nephew Elijah rescued a kitten, and Elijah was real little at the time. And about a day later, he had this little pink circle starting up, and my mom goes, "Uh-oh, that looks like ringworm." And he was little, so he was going to like daycare, maybe pre-K or something like that. So you couldn't go to pre-K with ringworm. And she's like, "Just put clear nail polish on it." And this is my nephew. He lived with us. I had him in my arms all the time. So then I started to notice little pink spots, and I was like,
boy.
"Oh no, I have ringworm." And then my mom had ringworm, and then everybody in the house had ringworm. And we're like, "Where's ringworm coming from?" And it was the little kitten that we rescued. Kitten had ringworm.
Oh,
is that
man.
A parasite?
Yeah, I think so,
like,
right?
Does it, like, get under your skin or
but
something?
But it's not actually a worm. I just looked this up not
really?
Long ago. Yeah.
What
it's
is
just
it?
A little Lotrimin. We'll take care of it.
But what is it if it's not a worm?
I mean, it is a... It's. I don't
it's a
know.
Bacteria.
It's a bacteria or a parasite or whatever, but it's not an actual... It's not a worm, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just makes that little ring on it. And then everybody kept telling me when I had it at school, they were like, "Oh, you've been hanging out with wrestlers?" And I said, wrestlers? And they're like, "Yeah, they get ringworm from their mats." And I'm like, we don't even have a wrestling team. Why would you say that to me? Where did you hear that?
That is a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a fungal skin infection.
Yeah. Ugh. Just put a little clear nail polish over it, and that's what
yeah,
we did.
Yeah, clearly that worked.
It didn't make it spread once it was on there. But once you realize that it's there, it's like poison ivy. It's too late. It's already, mm-hmm. everybody's already touched it.
It is too late. Mm-hmm. Hot Wings, how many awkward small talk topics can you name in 30 seconds?
Awkward? I would say 5.
Tommy?
6.
Okay. Well, I see you resisted the urge to go big this time. Yeah. Mate?
7.
Steve?
8.
Kelly?
9.
Hot Wings?
I'm out.
Tommy?
I'm out.
Kelly? Maitland?
I'm out.
Steve?
I'm out.
9. Kelly, awkward small talk topics. You look like you enjoy your bid. Okay. Here we go. On your mark, get set, go.
Your favorite dead people.
What?
Different names for your genitals.
2.
The best way to get away with faking cancer.
3.
Your worst memories with your parents.
4.
Traumatic childhood things.
5.
Icebreaker conversations like... Oh, smell my feet.
6.
Everybody check their belly button.
7.
What's the back of your neck taste like?
Oh, what's
the back of your neck taste like?
Oh, you really got a roll.
I know. I was like, what would be weird?
What's your history with ringworm?
Yeah. Well, that is a great one. Dang it.
Ringworm, pro or con?
Yeah.
The next time you're invited to one of those things where nobody knows you and you say yes,
because
that's a Kelly thing, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you're very good at that. That's like a... It's a weird superpower, super weakness, depending on the moment.
I like this.
Do you think you could go to something where you just knew one person and convince people that you read about a personality test that based on the taste of the back of their neck, you can tell what kind of person they are and then get people to let you taste their neck?
Gross. I could try.
Because I feel like in certain circles of your life, you could pull that off.
Definitely. And with this job, I can always say, y'all, I learned something on the show the other day.
Right.
Where if you lick the back of someone's neck, if it's got a citrusy taste, you might have autism.
<That's it. laughs> I guarantee people would be pulling their hair up.
Yeah. They'd be like, lick my neck. Okay.
Yeah. They'd be like, let me see my tism.
I'll try it at Sad Supper tonight. They know me, though, so.
I bet RFK Jr. says that tomorrow.
While wearing no shirt and some jeans.
And jeans in a cold bath.
Yeah. That video on segment 17
that was funny.
Was really good.
Let's see.
Called my hospital.
My hospital. Maitland, how many weird things people eat can you name in 30 seconds?
4.
Steve?
5.
Kelly?
6.
Hummings?
7.
Tommy?
8.
Maitland?
9.
Steve?
I think I'm out.
Kelly?
I'm out.
Hummings?
I'm out.
Tommy? You gonna go for 10? Weird things people eat?
Nope. Go ahead, mate.
Maitland, 9 things that are weird that people eat.
Uh-huh.
Begin.
All right, those suckers with the scorpions inside.
1.
Chocolate-covered cricket.
2.
Spam.
3.
Celery.
Yes.
I hate celery. It's weird.
I'm with you. It's weird.
Ants on a log.
No. Oh, I love that.
Kind of.
That's redundant.
No, it's not.
No, it's different ingredients.
Anyways, raisins.
1. Okay.
Okay.
They're like little toes. dry toes.
Get past it.
Get past it. Moving on. Kangaroo meat.
So, Maitland's weird things are... celery, raisins that look like dried toes, and kangaroo meat. That's a pretty big variety of things.
Did you say kangaroo meat because there was a commercial on the TV for Aussie yogurt?
Really?
Like an Australian yogurt, and you thought Aussie kangaroo?
I just know Kelly said she's tried kangaroo before, and I was like, that's weird.
It was. I mean, I'd do it again, but yeah.
Well, you didn't get 9.
No, I didn't.
It was a good effort, though.
Dang.
Steve, how many reasons... couples argue, can you name in 30 seconds?
5.
Kelly?
6.
7.
Confidence there.
I mean, you
know. A billion.
Tommy.
I've been in a few relationships.
8. Maitland?
9.
Steve?
I'm out.
Kelly?
I'm out.
Hotwings?
10.
Tommy?
I'm out.
Maitland?
11.
Hotwings? Oh, doomsday relationship battle right here.
I can't wait to hear this.
I'm out.
Can you guys both go? How about we give them both a chance?
Yeah, okay, alternate. Well,
all right.
Okay. You got to get 12.
But
back
fight
and
about
forth.
It when you do it.
But you can.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll let the time go forever. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
Starting with hot wings.
Okay.
Then Maitland. You understand the pattern?
What time you go to bed?
How to do the laundry.
What you're going
to
have for dinner.
When you're going to move into your house.
How you drive.
When you're going to propose.
How many kids you should have.
Why is your mom always here?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's up with your mother-in-law? How I grill meat.
Why can't we get a cat?
Parenting styles.
What color should the deck be?
What time to go to church?
Oh, but your mom can give us a cat.
Keep going.
Yeah.
I could do this all day. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's starting to get too real.
When did it start not real? Because they all seemed like those were legit things that came to the mind pretty simple, like my ringworm story, because easy. It happened.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you guys both taking the time to make up those things on the fly.
Yeah,
Improv is king.
Craziness.
Tommy, how many pet names couples use can you name in 30 seconds or less?
4.
Maitland?
I'm out.
you're like, I used it up. I'm done. Steve?
I'll do 5.
Kelly?
I could do 6.
Oh, thanks.
Pet names for your spouse or significant other, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, I can do 7.
Tommy?
No, I'm out. I'm not.
He's already out. He bailed.
Yeah. Steve?
I'm out.
I can do 8.
Kelly?
I'm out.
Oh, thanks.
I could do 9.
Steve?
Do it.
9? Nicknames or pet names couples use. On your mark, get set, go.
Honey, Snookums, Bear, Teddy Bear, Lollipop.
4.
Battle Axe.
5.
Bitch. Prick.
7. Depending on the couple, those have been used.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Old Man.
8.
Old Lady.
9.
Ball and Chain.
10.
Your mom. Nancy.
Seem to have lost the target a bit.
Hey, come here, Nancy.
It's cute, you guys.
Yeah, I've been called a Nancy before.
By someone you were in a relationship with?
Sure.
I'm sure me
come
too.
Come on, you Nancy.